Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's part of a song from Heart, from the Wilson sisters, bringing this back. Magic Man, I think that's from that song. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you use those to your advantage. And by the way, it's just you and me, another segment of that. And when you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, all that's free. Everything there is free. There's almost 20 years, my friends, of articles and archives, thousands of articles and archives, hundreds of videos, and thousands of Brain Trust members who've joined us. I've interviewed over 11,000 people in my 19 and a half years on the air. And so surely something that you need, something that's going on in your life, either I or my Brain Trust members have written about it, or we've talked about it on the show and captured it and made it available to you. And as I've done since day one, my commitment has been to make all that available to you for nothing, for free. That's how I get corporate America to pay for all that. So you can have it for free. And the only thing we ask you to pay for, if you buy the book, we like that. And I think you'll like it too when you buy my new book, The Age of the Customer. So let me tell you about small business owners or supply siders. That's my story that I'm sticking to. Part of the big debate these days is about how to get the economy going again, and one of the options is cutting taxes on businesses. I've been talking about this now for a long time, right? Of course, the big argument among policymakers and economists is whether or not in an economy like we have in the U.S., whether cutting taxes costs the government revenue. Those who think cutting taxes doesn't cost the government revenue or cost supply-siders because, among other things, they believe in the concept of dynamic scoring. Now, I am a supply-sider and always have been. Essentially, let me explain why I believe dynamic scoring works. Dynamic scoring is where the cash left in the economy is more likely to be reinvented than saved, thus creating a higher tax level, higher level of opportunity, which is then taxed at the personal and corporate rate. So the people prosper first, and the government ultimately gets what they need through the higher opportunity that's then taxed. It's a beautiful thing, my friends. This is the essential difference between conservative, fiscal conservative and fiscal liberal. A fiscal liberal believes the government gets their money first, and the rest of us individuals and businesses deal with whatever they got left over. Because fiscal conservatives believe you let people have the money, let them have their money, and then you tax them on what they do with it, investing it and creating jobs and creating new innovations and opportunity. Tax the growing economy. Don't tax first and limit the economy, because it does. So for years, I've been asking small business owners what they think that what they would do with the money if the government cut their taxes. I've asked people all over the country. I've asked small business owners all around the world that question. What would you do if the government gave you back some of your tax money? The answer I've received is almost the same as the results of our poll this week. We asked this question: if you had a reduction in federal income tax, what would you do with the money? Four out of five, folks, four out of five answered three questions that rolled up to this one answer. We would reinvest the money in the business. Four out of five said they would. Now, some of them said that they would just put it back in the company. Some said they would improve their cash reserves. Some said that they would reduce debt. But all of that is essentially putting it back in the company, because you're making it available. You're making the cash available to capitalize the company. All three of those things improves the capitalizing of the company, which helps a company grow. When you're stronger from a capital standpoint, you have the ability to consider buying more equipment. You have the ability to consider hiring a new employee. You don't have to worry about where am I going to get the money. You've got the money. If the government's giving it back to you, and so you do, you hire another employee who then pays more taxes and buys a house and a sofa and a car and puts braces on their kids, right? All that, it's the way an economy like ours works. So yes, there's no question that I believe that small business owners are supply-siders. They create the most jobs in over half the U.S. economy. I'm a proud and vociferous supply-sider. I advocate all the time for cutting taxes on small businesses. And based on our survey, small business owners are supply-siders too. Give us the money. Let us keep our money. The surveys show that we will not hoard that money. We will use it. We will put it to use. And when small business owners put it to use on Main Street, the economy grows. And when the economy grows, opportunity grows for everyone. It's simple, folks. It works. It works every time. It's always worked every time. We've already seen this movie. There is no mystery about this. The question is whether you believe that the government should have the money first, or whether the individuals in the business should have their money first. That's the difference between a fiscal liberal and a fiscal conservative. And if you're a supply sider, like most small business owners, that's what you believe. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.